Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
All right, now that I've got all the goodwill I can get from you, I have to be honest, I looked at the blurb yesterday and this morning of what I was going to share with you, and Jason did a phenomenal job of sharing what today's service was going to be about, and he said this: join us for an inspiring journey to unlock your hidden potential. We'll crack the code on creating positive change, embracing what life throws your way, and transforming yourself from the inside out. Discover the wisdom to build resilience, navigate challenges with ease, and watch as the extraordinary unfolds before your eyes. And I said, oh boy, that is a tall, tall order. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm in the process of that myself, right? I'm in the process of discovering it for myself and figuring it out. And today I want to share with you a little bit of what that process may look like to me, and especially be mindful that it is still unfolding for me, right? Like all of you, this is the life journey. This is the journey of conscious and spiritual evolution. While I'm in it, I also do want to, be in gratitude for that which I have learned along the way and the lessons that have come up in my life. Many of you know part of my story, and so you know that in many ways I've tried to embrace the many changes and the challenges that I've had to live through from coming to this country as an undocumented immigrant, to coming out as gay to my family and friends during my teen years. Many of you know, because of my own insecurities, I had a moment of being homeless. And so there's been a lot of different things that I've lived and moved through to the place of finding love and building my family, finding my church family, finding my life purpose, living into my life purpose, being with each and every one of you. And so it has been a very full journey already, and one that I can look back on and in many ways be in gratitude for. And in the ways in which I still have yet to be in gratitude for it, know that that's part of my work, right? And know that that's part of my process. So I do want to share with you a little bit more about that. For me, recognizing that life is a journey, I also recognize that in life, you know what happens, right? S-H-I-F-T. Shift happens, you dirty minds. Shift happens. But you know, like, it does happen. Shift happens whether we want to or not. We are moving through changes. We are shifting. We are evolving. And part of the journey for me is recognizing that it's just going to happen. So we can go kicking and screaming through it, or we can start to embrace it and we can start to welcome it with the awareness that is always guiding us and leading us to recognizing more fully God. To recognizing more fully what a blessing it is to be alive, so that shift can take place, so that changes can bring about a greater sense of self within each and every one. Now, the first part I want to share with you is pretty easy, how to build resilience. Well, you have. That's the plain truth. Like, there's nothing more that I can say about that. I've built resilience over these changes, and you've built resilience through these changes. What is the wisdom to build it? It's to recognize that you already have. Because if you're like me, you are the living testimony of the power of God's grace, the power of God's strength, the power of God's wisdom active within you and within your life, whether you were conscious of it or you were unconscious of it. You are the living testimony of the resilience that has been built up as you have looked and recognized to lean on the power of God within you. You have lived through challenges, have you not? You have lived through difficulties and hardships, have you not? If you have a pulse, you have lived through moments in your life where you have felt limited, where you have felt hurt, victimized, where you have actually probably felt damaged, and you've made it through. How many of us take the time to look back and recognize just how much we have been moving through, just how much we have grown through, and just in those moments where we thought we couldn't take it anymore, that we've been able to push through that also. And so I want you to do something for me this morning. Actually, I want you to do something for you and those around you this morning. And that is to turn around to somebody near you, look at them and say, you made it. Do it. You made it. You are here to tell the story. And whether you know them or not, give them a high five and say, way to go and congratulations. Way to go. And that we can continue to develop and we continue to lean on it, but you have already built it. And maybe we're just not giving ourselves enough credit for the ways in which we have lived through so many challenges and have learned that within us is the power to move through everything. It's not about learning that truth. It's about remembering that we have already learned it. Now, for me, then, it's a matter of looking at our perspectives, right? Because part of remembering that we have built that resilience is the perspective we have about our own life, about who we are and the way that it has shaped us. The way in which we look at life as the journey has a lot to do with the perspective, which is the consciousness that we bring into it. Now, I was with a few people this week on one-on-one meetings and lunches, and there was quite a few conversations about this idea of shifting our perspective, but also leaning on the perspectives that we've already had in other areas of our lives, right? Because when one area of our life seems difficult and challenging and that we can't surpass some of the limitations that we have perceived within it, can we not look at other areas of our life and say, wait a minute, I felt the same way about that, and look at where I'm at with that today, right? And so shifting our perspective about it, and really through that, shifting the atmosphere, as Ray was inviting us into, to shift the atmosphere, not necessarily the situations that we're moving through, but the atmosphere that is within us and expresses as us within those experiences. And so this is where I believe we can continue to deepen and move through our spiritual journey and evolution in developing our consciousness to look at our perspectives. Because life is a journey. How many of you have taken a long road trip? Yeah? You know, when you decide you're going to go from point A to point B, right? And when you get to point B, you're like in a brand new place, right? And you look back and it was like, oh my God, the journey and that big change of your environment that you have stepped into. But the reality is that in order to get to point A to point B, there was a whole lot of little changes along the way. There was a lot of different shifts that were taking place. And in every little step, there was a newness to it, whether we recognize it or not. The big changes are always preceded by the smaller changes that make that big change possible. But evolution does require shift to take place, and shift requires changes to take place, and change, I believe, requires vision. Because just like when you decided to go on that trip, you had a vision about your final destination, and whether the trip felt long or you took little detours along the way, you had in mind your final destination. And so the question for me is, what is your vision for the kind of shift and evolution that you are wanting to take in life? What is that final destination for you in consciousness? Listen, when we get very clear about where it is that we want to go in our spiritual journey, all of a sudden we find that we have the direction. And so when little things start to pop up, doesn't it make it easier to know, but this is where I'm going. This is happening. It's not where I'm staying because I'm going further than that. There is something at hand between me and that place that is taking place. Do I have fears? Yes. Do I go through moments of anguish? Don't even ask me about Wednesday evening, right? Like, and is that where I stay? Is that what I make my baseline? No. But I do have those things come up. I am grateful that I recognize a lot more than I used to when I'm in those places, and when a shift in consciousness, a shift in my perspective of what is going on is needed so that I can move through it and not make it my baseline and not stay there. Ernest Wilson, who was a Unity minister and writer, says, times of change are times of fearfulness and times of opportunity. Which they are to be for you depends on your attitude towards them. And so what is your vision for how you want to experience life? Where do you want to go as the spiritual journey unfolds? To me, the final destination of any spiritual journey is that the kingdom of God is at hand, that the fullness of God, that we can be consciously aware that God's presence is in everything and in everyone. Now, that may seem like a long journey sometimes, and it may seem like a journey that goes like this sometimes. But the more that we have that as a vision, I believe, the more that we can carry the weight of whatever it is that we are moving through, knowing that the final destination is where we have our intention, is where we have our vision, and it's what pulls us and drives us to move through the changes and the shifts that are taking place. Now, we get to forge that path for ourselves, right? That final destination of recognizing that full awareness, that feels the same to all of us, but it may look differently. And so we forge our own path. And sometimes that is forging a path that looks very different from the path that was laid out before us when we were younger, the path that maybe our parents or society wanted us to take, right? Like, we have to be the masters of our own path and our own direction and our own divinity, which reminds me of a joke. So there was this wife who calls up her husband. She's really, really worried because she knows that he's driving home from the store, and he picks up the phone and she says, "Are you okay? Are you okay? I was just watching the news, and apparently there is a car that is going the wrong way on I-95. And he says to her, "Sweetheart, it's not just one car, it's hundreds of them. Does it ever feel like going against the stream, right? And even when you're going against the stream, when you get to the final destination, when you get to the place of recognizing that God was always there, aren't we able to look back and say, I made it through. It was always within me. That place of destination was a place in consciousness that I had to arrive at. Martha Smock, one of my other favorite Unity authors, she says, if we want a fuller, freer, happier life, we should stop and ask ourselves what our attitude towards life is. So what is your attitude towards life? In many ways, it can be fear-based, and many of us grew up in a much more fear-based way of seeing the world, right? Because it included the God is going to judge me. It included that I am separate from the divine. I am separate from God, needing to find favor. And when I need to find favor, sometimes I am disfavored. And there's moments of feeling like we're the victims of life, right? Where everything and everyone is working against us. Been there? I would say, like, been there in the past, but been there recently, right? I just want to share with you, I have those moments too, and one of the things that I feel is really important for myself is not to guilt or shame myself when I go there, but to recognize that there's something within me that now is aware when I'm going there and doesn't allow me to stay there. And so if you have those moments of doubt, if you have those moments of fear, if you have those moments of going into victimization, life happens, right? And just like life happens, shift can happen when we switch the perspective. And now we are the wiser to know those moments where a shift in perspective is not only required, but it is possible. And moving then into this attitude towards life that is much more love-based, that God is the love that we get to experience, that there is no separation between me, God, and everyone around me, that actually everything and everyone, whether they know it or not, is working in my highest good, is working for my favor so that I can continue on this journey and get to the place of trust, get to the place of faith, and get to the place of true power to really own who we are and own what our life gets to express. So which perspective do you want to have? And the reality is that whatever perspective you choose, I bet you will be able to find proof of why that perspective is true for you, right? If you wanna choose a perspective of being the victim, let's be real, could you not find ways to prove to other people that you were the victim? But the same way, we've been there, right? Yeah, we've had those conversations, right? But in the same way, if you choose to have the perspective of a love-based way of seeing life and how life is working in your favor, could you not find proof of that also? If you give yourself the time and you give yourself the space to actually ask that question of yourself. And so you can choose whichever you want. My question to you is, which one serves you more? Which one feels better to you? And find the proof so that you can continue to let that attitude, that perspective unfold in your life. It's the idea of like, is the cup half empty or is the cup half full? I love that example because it is so dualistic in nature. And somebody a while back told me, it's completely full. It's completely full of the liquid. It's completely full of the air, right? And so we've been taught that we have to choose these from these dualistic points of view, half full, half empty, good or bad. How about life is the wholeness of everything that we experience? The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, the great, you know, all of that. All of it is the wholeness of life. And the more that we're able to welcome it, and recognize that we can navigate through it, will we not feel more fulfilled? Will we not feel the presence of God more fully in any way that we're experiencing life? It's all part of the journey, the fearful thoughts and the faith-filled ones. Now, what do we do? And how do we shift our perspectives and the way that we're seeing it? And the reality is that, how many of you have had fears before? How many of you have walked through those fears? How many of you had those thoughts of limitations and I can't make it? And you've made it, right? And so, okay, you had a fearful thought. You've had them before and you've moved through it successfully. Okay, you felt limited before. You know what? Your life is a testimony how you are not being limited by them anymore. And so how can we live that more fully? Gabrielle Bernstein says, fear and separation are a pattern that must be interrupted on the moment-to-moment basis. When we fully commit to shift the pattern through prayer and meditation, we begin to rely on love more than fear. Love becomes our default, and we can redirect our thoughts and energy quickly to return to our own truth. Life is a journey. Sometimes we take detours, and we know where we are going. We have a vision, and that vision provides our direction. The only person that you are destined to become is the person that you choose to become. The only life that you are destined to live is the life that you are choosing to live, because we are the creators of our experiences. We know this in unity. Our thoughts and our feelings create our belief system. Our belief systems create our perspectives. From the place of our perspectives, we start to create our experiences and how we respond, react, or are in relationship to the things that are taking place within our lives. And through that, we make the choices to create the life that we want, the life of our dreams. We're always being invited to look at whether our thoughts and our feelings are in alignment with that fear or that love perspective of life. We're always invited to recognize whether we are aligning with limitation or aligning with possibilities, with that which diminishes us or that which strengthens us and builds us up. And in our journey, this is this constant request that we do take those shifts so that we can move through life with grace, with ease, and with a comfort of knowing that God is always at hand. From A Course of Love, the new book that is using Course in Miracles, it says, to continue to rely on the ways of old, no matter how effective they were, and no matter how much they spoke the truth, will be to not learn anew. The evolution, the shifts, it's always about what's new. The new perspective, the new idea of who we are, the newness of living into our dreams. And so the more that we can assume right now, right here, regardless of how you feel about life, that there is a divine play at hand, that there is divine good at work in your life, the more that we'll start to not only assume that attitude within our mind and our hearts, but the more we'll start to feel God moving through each of the wonderful and at times mysterious ways that bring about the greatest solutions to whatever is at hand, to the most helpful ways in which we can answer whatever question comes up for us, and the most beneficial result for all concerned. Whatever took place in our life, and whatever destination that we may be going through, what matters the most is to recognize what lies within us. And so, as I'm looking at my husband earlier, I said, if you're like me, you want to do a little packing list for your journey. No, he makes the list. I just follow and play along. You should see our summer plan list, actually. I'll show it to anybody on the way out, but he creates a list for all of our trips of everything that we have to take, everything we're going to do. And I want to share with you what I believe is a good packing list for this journey called life, and what I want to take with me on this journey. The first thing is to just remember and take my own divinity, my own awareness of the Christhood that I am. Because the moment that I take that with me and allow myself to really live into that, it allows us to move into a place of optimism, right? Because if we know that the power of God resides within us, aren't we more optimistic about life? Are we more optimistic about the things that are coming up, and that we can do what we need to do, move through what we need to move through, and allow what we need to allow? And when we are optimistic about life and we have that perspective, it really opens up our minds from a place of curiosity of whatever comes up, to know that there's a solution at hand, and asking ourselves what that solution may be and what the wisdom may be pointing to us with. And from that place, we open up ourselves to practices, prayer, meditation, forgiveness work, whatever it may be. And from those places, then we get clarity. And from clarity, we get direction, and we get to forge our path ahead. It may be a bumpy ride sometimes, guys. It really may. And wait till you realize just how powerful and beautiful a destination that we are moving through. And wait till you recognize that that final destination, it was always already at hand. It was already here. For heaven is at hand. God is already here. You know what happens? God happens. We happen. Life happens. Life happens. We happen. God happens. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We are brand new in this very moment. We know what our final destination is, and that in itself gives us the strength, the power, and the grace to rely on that which has always been within us, and that which will bring us to a place of fulfillment. Godspeed on your journey. What a beautiful thing it is to witness it in you. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.